It is the Hy-Vee Fort Dodge Coach's Corner right here on Sunday 99.7 online, yourfortdodge.com. Good to be back at a place to be, and good to be back in the swing of baseball and softball season. This is the season preview edition, and opening their season this week, Monday night to be exact, is Fort Dodge Baseball, and my guest at this time is their head coach, Blake Utley. Certainly no stranger to this program, and Coach Utley, good to have you back on the show.
Hey, Rob, I appreciate you and I appreciate the show. I'm excited to be back for another season.
Yeah, it is an exciting time. I know that you've been chomping at the bit to get going, and we turn right around and the season's on us on Monday night.
Yeah, it goes extremely fast. You know, May 3rd rolls around, you're like, we have 3 weeks until game one. You know what the heck are we going to do for 3 weeks with no opponent? But I'll tell you what, 3 weeks goes by extremely quick, and you're like, okay, game one, let's rock and roll.
Yeah, for sure. And for you guys, you know, you're building off a pretty successful season last year. Finished 13-10, 8-5 in the conference. So you had some momentum, you know, especially late last year where you got rolling, and you're trying to build off of that. Now, you're going to replace some guys that were pretty important to your success last year in guys like Mason Bachoven, the Cone brothers, Nick Bice, and others. How do you kind of plan to make up for some of that productivity in those spots?
Well, you know, those guys are special to our program, and you know, it's never easy to replace, but what it does is it provides opportunity for guys who have been waiting for their turn, you know, guys who have been putting the work in to now get out and showcase what they have. And I feel very strongly that we have found guys that are going to be able to step in and take over where those guys left it. Those guys set the bar pretty dang high for those guys, but these guys coming in have taken what they've learned from those guys, and now they're applying to their game and applying to their experience, and I'm excited to see them take the field in a Dodger uniform.
Coach Blake Utley is my guest, Fort Dodge Baseball. They open on Monday night at McNeil Field hosting Johnston. Tyler Schreier, you'll have him back. He had a great year for you. Not just him, but other guys who you're getting right off of track season here. How much of a challenge is that?
That's a very unique challenge for our guys. It's a challenge that it's really the only time of the year that we have two seasons that cross over. And we have a healthy amount of guys that like to do both. You know, sent a message earlier this week and said, hey, it's state track week. I wish you guys the best. I can't wait to hear how you guys do down at the state track meet. And, hey, when you get back up to the baseball field, we'll make sure you're ready to go. And they do an extremely good job of communicating. They do an extremely good job of getting the work in, you know, any way they can find to get on the field or to get extra reps. They're still finding a way to do both, and it's extremely challenging. And, oh, by the way, for some of these guys, they got a lot of graduation stuff going on. You got finals testing. Well, I mean, there's a lot of reasons that these guys could just say, well, coach, I'm just too busy. But they don't. They find a way.
Yeah, and that's an interesting thing that kind of tells you that they are, you know, committed to your success as a program. Do you expect to have your full complement of players on Monday night?
Yeah, I think we'll have the full complement on Monday night. You know, we have, as far as the track guys go, you know, you have Connor Carver and Tyler Schreier, some of the names, and Jerry Chatta and Christian Davidson. And, I mean, so we have a lot of guys that are down there this weekend. But like I told you, I'm excited for them. I can't wait to see how they do down there. Wish them the best. Hope they're going to, you know, do very well on the blue oval down there. But, no, they've been putting in the time. They've been putting in the effort. You know, they'll be ready to go.
Coach Blake Utley is my guest, Fort Dodge Baseball. The Dodgers coming off a winning season last year, a win in the playoffs as well. You mentioned the name Christian Davidson. Let's talk a little bit about him. You lost Mason Bachoven from last year, who was a tremendous hitter for you, but also was kind of your ace on the hill. It lessens the burden in terms of losing a pitcher, the quality of Bachoven, when you bring in a guy who's a two-time All-Stater as a transfer. I saw that early this year, and I thought, that's a Christmas gift for Blake Utley right there.
You know, you're exactly right. Christian's he's an awesome kid. You know, he's a guy who works extremely, extremely hard on everything he does. He's been successful up to this point in a very good program in Pocahontas. He's been coached very well. You could tell by being around him, he knows what it takes. So he even brings a different dynamic to our team. You know, a little fresh blood that these guys haven't been around in some time. And so he can show them other ways, and our guys can show him ways he can improve his game. But it's made us all better.
Do you expect with him that there'll be a little bit of a learning curve and maybe a jump in competition from Pocahontas area to here?
Maybe. I mean, enough people have asked that. I think Christian's ready for it. I think Christian's going to be ready to jump in. I mean, in the game of baseball, there's great baseball players all across the state. Now, sure. Are some of the lineups going to be more complete than what happened down at, with some of the games he played in last year? Yeah, maybe, but he has the talent, he has the determination, and he has the belief in himself. And I think that's probably the most important thing in this game is if you believe in yourself, you can do a lot of really good things.
Coach Blake Utley is my guest, Fort Dodge Baseball. You do bring back some other guys that worked on the hill for you and were pretty solid last year. Dylan Zimmerman is expected back for you. As far as I know he had some injury issues during football, but as far as I know, he's healthy and ready to come back for you, isn't he?
Yeah, Dylan's ready to rock and roll. Dylan is super excited for his senior baseball season. He's emerged as probably the leader of this group. He just works. He's a guy that will be our number one / number two on the mound. Him and Christian will kind of share time there. And he'll also be a guy who's gonna move around. I mean, he's a talented player. He'll be behind the dish. He'll be at third base. You might even see him over at first base. Kind of depends how Sawyer ends up coming out of his surgery, and Sawyer's actually starting to get some swings in. And he's another senior that I look for big things out of that young man. Super, super young man. But back to Dylan, yeah, he's been a leader for us, and I can't wait to see that guy get out on the field for his senior year.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you a little bit about Sawyer Springer, too. He's had some injury issues that went on during football and that kind of thing. I know that you've counted on his bat. He's got incredibly what I would call a textbook swing. You expect that he's going to be ready early on, or is he going to have to ease into it?
He might be a couple games down the road. I mean, he's slowly getting into the swing now. I mean, he's been swinging out for about a week is about what he has in with this swing. He just got cleared like May 11th to kind of get back to full activity. The thing is, his right arm's been good, so he's been throwing. He's a guy that I can see coming in as a relief pitcher. A lot of people don't know that he can pitch the ball pretty well, so that could catch up to a couple teams here, especially early on. His biggest thing is just the use of his left arm. He had a shoulder surgery on his left shoulder, and so he hasn't been able to catch much, over at first base, just because of the limits that the doctors put on him right away. But now those have been lifted, and he's starting to work, and he brings great energy to the team, and just an awesome all around guy. I mean, if there's a kid that, and I have a few of them in our program. If my kids could be like them, I would be super, super happy.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, Sawyer Springer competing at the state track meet, throwing the shot put down there as well. So I kind of wanted to get from you kind of what the report was the report was with his health there. Also, you got Carson Peterson coming back. Petey was good for you last year, hit almost 290, was good on the hill for you, 4-0, 3.45 ERA. Expect to see him on the hill, I'm sure.
He's a guy who is a very, very versatile player. But right now, Petey's going to be on the mound for us, at least once a week. He just gets on there and competes. One of the best bats in our lineup, just consistently. He's swinging the bat very, very well right now. But he's going to find his home either at third base or in the middle infield. It just depends on who's on the bump. But he's a guy that I feel comfortable with bumping around to any infield position. And he's going to be just fine. So I don't think you're going to see him in the outfield this year unless it becomes a dire need that we have to do that. But as of now, he will be an infielder for us.
Speaking of another guy that you've got that's coming back that competes, and that's Jace Ulrich over at first base. You'll have him back. What do you expect out of him?
Jace has made a couple minor changes to his swing. He's kind of widened his stance a little bit, and he's been very, very accurate with his barrel. He's going to find himself right in the middle of our lineup, either 3, 4, or 5, right in there. We expect him to be able to put the ball in the gaps. He's just a big, strong guy. Love his mentality. He's a first baseman over there, and when he steps between the lines, it's game on. I love that. I love watching that kid play.
Jace Ulrich hit 350 last year, and he's a guy that I think he brings a lot of energy and enthusiasm to the game, and I think other guys feed off of that.
For sure. He's a guy, like I said, when he's between the lines, it's competition time, but he does it through – he's an energy guy. He's also a guy that when it's time to – to walk off the field and be with your teammates, he's one of the funniest guys I've ever been around. I mean, he just keeps things light, but when it's time to compete, he knows how to pull that head down and make sure he's ready to rock and roll. So I can't wait to see what kind of season he has as well.
Coach Blake Utley is my guest here on the program. Dodger baseball opens this week. We've talked a lot about these guys who are returning, names that we know. Give me some names that maybe we don't know yet or we haven't heard a whole lot from that you expect some big things out of this year.
Yeah, well, I think towards the end of last year, even through the year last year, Drake Cowan's another guy who returns that's had plenty of experience. He's a guy who will be probably in the top four of our pitching rotation. A very strong arm. He'll probably find his home in either right field or center field when he's not pitching. And just has an extremely strong arm from the outfield. I mean, he's going to throw some guys out at third base, throw some guys out at home if they try to run on him. So I'm super excited to watch Drake play. Senior Jerry Chatta, you talk about a kid who has probably improved more than any kid I've seen in the 5 years in our program. He's put himself in a position now to start at the varsity level. And 5 years ago, and had a ton of experience with baseball, and he wasn't anywhere close. But he's a guy who's just an outstanding young man that shows up. And I don't know if any of the guys I've talked about before can outwork Jerry Chatta. He's just a workhorse and just works and hustles. And he's turned himself into a heck of a baseball player. You know, some other players you're going to see. Eli Becker, you know, had a huge role for us at the end of the year last year. He was having a great year at the JV level. We got towards the end of the season, and he came in and played a pretty good second base for us. Ended up hitting and you have the stats, near 400 for us.
Right.
An outstanding season there. Looking to see what he can do now with the full season at the varsity level. And then there's this guy by the name of Jake Wagner, who was very similar to Eli last year. They had he had a good year at the sophomore level, and towards the end of the year we gave him some varsity experience. And so he's a guy who's going to fill in probably at one of the corner spots of the infield when those guys pitch. And the last guy that I think we need to talk about is Tristan Bachoven, the brother of Mason. Tristan had surgery about 1 month ago on his throwing arm, on his shoulder. He had an issue with when he grew, because the guy's grown like 10 inches in a short amount of time. But there's something wrong with the way that his collarbone was. He had too long of a collarbone, so they had to go in and shave it down. And
wow.
So he's just starting to get back into throwing lightly right now. He's still able to swing, so you might find him in a DH role early, but I think before the end of the year, you'll find him on our outfield and pitching from the left side. So that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I know he's naturally a lefty. I've seen him in basketball enough to know that. So that adds another dimension for you in that regard, too, that you'll be able to use. Coach Blake Utley is my guest here. Coach, good to catch up with you. We'll certainly be doing it again throughout the season. Appreciate the time. Good luck as you start the season this week.
Hey, Rob, I appreciate you. I appreciate the show and you highlighting our kids. And I appreciate Hy-Vee for hosting this event. I think it's absolutely awesome that our kids get to be highlighted on a radio show such as this one.